Next public hearing is change of zone number 1956, Jeffrey Bainey.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumborough 100, Sussex County, containing 10.546 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of the intersection of East Lyme Road and Sussex County Route 419 and Parker Road, and the 911 address is 38531 Parker Road. The tax parcel ID is District 333, Map 15, Parcel 20.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's site plan, we have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. All right, sir, if you give us your name, you may have the floor.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey Bainey at 3531 Parker Road, Overhills Holding, Delmarva Armory, range time.
Okay. Well, you've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
Oh, yeah. We're just we're a 15,000 square foot indoor shooting facility. Nothing's outdoor. We're just looking to change to a C2 commercial for security in the investment that we made on the property, along with the 15 employees that we have hired there with health insurance and very well compensated in wages. And we're just looking for security of our staff and the investment that we made on the property.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just the one obvious, everything is indoor, no noise on the outside.
Nothing's on the outside, everything's indoor. It's 62 decibels on the outdoor in the parking lot, and that's it.
Okay. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
No questions, sir.
Okay, Ms. Hoy-Stevenson?
Nope.
Okay. Tompkins, no questions?
So I've got one, and maybe I missed it along the way. Is it currently a conditional use? Is there any type of approval?
It's a special exemption use.
Oh, okay. So the board of adjustment. Okay, yep. All right, gotcha.
And it has been through the commission for the site plan, and it's gotcha. Been permitted, okay. And it's been partially built. So, yep. So.
Okay. Yep. That's all I had. Because, like we said on the last one, if it's rezoned, you know, right now you've got the permission to do specifically that. If it's rezoned, any number of things that are permitted in that zoning district could occur. But if it's... Well, if the site plan's been...
That's a pretty old picture on there, too.
Yeah. If the site plan's been approved, if this is rezoned, we wouldn't make them come back through with another site plan if it's not changing, right?
Not if it's just in this section.
So yeah, right, right. And your application is to rezone the whole thing, all 10 acres?
It's 10.56 acres.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's the back of the property is just the backyard that we mow.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Do you need the whole thing? Because again, once we rezone it, then anything could go back there, and it looks like you've got residential neighbors. So
yes, we do. We keep the property nice and clean. We're rezoning the whole property just for that's the way it's structured in the 10.56 acres that we have there.
Okay.
I just have a question for Mr. Whitehouse. If you could bring up the zoning map, I'd like to see where the other commercial parcels are nearby.
The nearest is to the north, and that's over a mile. So, in terms of the red C1 zoning. So.
Okay. Is there any B1 or... Anywhere
nearby? B-zone would be the light pink color, so the nearest is.
One thing, Mr. Wheatley, we don't have, which wouldn't, I mean, that's right on the state line, so our maps aren't going to pick up whatever's right across the line.
Yeah, that's true,
in Maryland.
I understand, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's there, I just point that out. That's come up before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just my concern with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, sir, are there any other commercial or business type uses on the Maryland side nearby?
There's a couple of them down the road. There's Talls. There's a couple on that opposite side.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't Melvin and Joseph down there too, near the property line?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're right smack dab on the line.
Yeah, right.
I'm right where you are.
Usually we're looking at the map and you see everything
you're looking
that's
at
around.
The whole,
yeah,
you're
looking
at the whole thing. We're kind of
out,
looking at half of it now. So
okay.
Okay. All right, anyone else have any other questions? All right, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone at number 1956, Jeffrey Bainey?
Do I have a question?
You want to speak in favor?
I just have a question.
Okay.
Okay, well, come on.
Neighbors, as you can see.
Well, first, you got to give us your name, please.
And your name? No. Your name is?
Sorry. My name is Librada Framiglietti, and my husband, Michael Papiglietti.
Okay.
We're both here just to kind of find out.
Okay. Who would you like to know?
We are visiting one of the homes in here that you can see. And our backyard sits, faces the property that they want to change.
Uh-huh.
As it is right now, we have nothing against them or anything like that. They keep the place very clear, you know, very clean and picked up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We never had any problem. They have been good neighbors, so very generous. But I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it going to commercial now? See, when we bought the house, we were going to a residential area, then we have a backyard of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So our homes just face a farm, and you know, just a land in there. And the fact that it goes to commercial as it is now is nothing, but when you put it into commercial, anything can go. From what we were reading in the internet, it's a lot of things that can be built in there.
That's true.
Right.
And as a family, I already talked to the neighbors, but it's just to make them aware that there was going to be a change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm speaking for myself here, for our family only. And I was just curious, why does it have to go to commercial? Because I'm concerned with the future. I don't want to have to be walking out of my backyard and be faced with what? All our wells go in the back there. I would like to know what kind of commercial things are going to be there that it may affect our properties.
Those are very good questions, and those are the questions that we're here to consider. And the why this is so important is that if we change the zone, as you pointed out, it's anything that's allowed in that zoning category can happen there now. That's why these types of applications have to be considered very carefully, which is what we intend to do. And that's that's the issue. Now, the applicant has testified that they feel that they need the commercial zoning in order to protect the investment that they've made there. That's what they've at least put on the record, for us to consider. So, and any other reasons beyond that, so far they haven't presented anything else other than that. That's what their basis of their application has been. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but that's the testimony that's been given.
Yes,
so,
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, I'm concerned what is going to happen if they, at this point, they do have the property, but let's say if it changes owners.
Right.
That's correct, because
then we're going to be faced into, we bought the house, and we're going to be faced with what? You know,
well, that's that. You,
privacy if, and all that is.
If the zone is changed, then the zone is changed, forever in perpetuity. It goes with the property. They sell the property. The zoning is still going to be commercial forever. For the next person who might buy it, and as I said before, whatever's allowed in that zone could be built there at that point. And that's why it's a very serious matter for us.
For us, it's also very serious because many of the times, mm-hmm. when we first bought the property, it was in 2007,
mm-hmm.
it has, I think, already two or three different owners.
Mm-hmm.
And any time that something that we felt it wasn't right, we came and made a change of guys aware what was happening,
right.
Because of that.
So, right.
And some changes have been made to the properties,
mm-hmm.
because what we said, it's just four homes, but it's a family in there, so many families in their children, all that. I mean, I may not be here in 10 years from now, so makes no difference what's in the backyard, but for a lot of people, it is, you know, what if my children are there to leave, you know, right. You're going to be faced with something in the back. So I'd like to know pretty much why, or is there any way that we can, you know, they can get whatever they need and what we need to. Mm-hmm. A consideration as to how far is it going to go, the property change, you know, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Well, we're very sensitive to that as well.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
We don't have anything with the people then.
I understand that, and I'm sure the applicant does too. Nothing personal. Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak? Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, just to assist with just some dates and some more information. So and we can print these findings of facts from the Board of Adjustment and enter them into the record if that helps. Okay. So the case of number for the Board of Adjustment special use exception is case number 12,083, which was heard before the Board of Adjustment on January 8th of 2018. It was for a request for a 5-year approval for a special use exception for an indoor shooting and archery range, which was approved by the Board of Adjustment, and the minutes and findings of fact are dated March 6 of 2018. So the 5-year date for this temporary special use exception has already started counting. So I think it was following that temporary 5-year approval that led to the applicant coming down this route. So it's just, and we can print that off and enter that into the record. So.
Okay.
This could go under conditional use as well, or not under AR?
It could, but under its current approval, it's limited to 5 years. So at the end of the 5 years, the applicant has the choice of either coming back for a special use exception, coming back in for a conditional use in the interim, or coming back in for a change of zone. So the applicant has come forward for a change of zone. So.
Or renewing the special exception too.
Correct.
Yeah. So.
Would that only be for 5 years again if they renewed it?
Correct. They can't approve that. They'd
so
have to keep continuing.
Every 5 years,
yeah,
coming back.
So. Okay. So yeah, that's...
I get it.
Why would you not do a conditional use?
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me that would be an easier play than the coming back every 5 years.
I think back in 2018, the code specifically says it can be approved as a special use exception, and it's faster and $100 cheaper to go through the Board of Adjustment. I think the limitation of that is that if approved, it's limited for a maximum period of 5 years.
All right. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in? Let's finish up with in favor, because I'm not sure. Is anybody in favor? Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to? Change of zone number 1956. Anyone else? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by that would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1956, Jeffrey Bainey?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one on the line who would like to speak.
All right, sir. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions, comments?
Could you just show us on the map how much of that is actively being used for your business right now?
Sure. So it's the main parcel right there where the building is. Of course,
right.
it doesn't look like that anymore.
Right.
And then we use the funnel area right there to bring the equipment in. The range has to be cleaned periodically. We did 2 cleanouts in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full recycling process that goes on with the lid and the breast, and that's where they bring the equipment around. And like I said, it's a major undertaking. It's a major expense that we did in the Sussex County area to bring this range to foot. And the premier, the first one of this size to ever come in Sussex County. And we just use that funnel area. That's where all the equipment, that's where they bring the recycling dozers in and everything to pull all the lead and excavate the lead out of the indoor range.
Where do they come in from?
So there's a side, of course it looks completely different. There's a side entrance on the Maryland side that's commercial. Entrance, and there's a commercial entrance on the Delaware side. So they come in around the back, and there's a blacktop right that goes between the second building and the main building, and that's where they come in there to bring their excavators. They have little excavators that come in and mine the lead out of the backstop. And everything's through the, that's where the HEPA filters are, the main filter, air filtration unit and the vacuum unit that cools and ventilates the indoor shooting range. That's where all the equipment is. And if we have to service that equipment or take the Daikin off, which is a 550,000 BTU unit, they have to use that side of the building to get a crane to pick the unit off. All indoor ranges have a shelf life of equipment. So that's why we're, you know, we have to have that zone commercial so we can bring the equipment around and just in for security of the investment that was made in that property.
Okay.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioners, any other questions before we close up? No? All right then, there being no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.